Dear Anita, I wish I could address you by your pet name Cheti, coined from Chepnetich, but I will not. Rather, I will address you by your maiden name, which evokes bittersweet memories. Memories of our energy-filled youthful years when we laughed and loved each other without a care in the world. Memories of our painful separation followed by accusations and counter-accusations. You were only 16 when we first met. I was 18. I was in Form 3 while you were in Form 2. Our teen hormones raged with fury, and one thing led to the other. The saying goes that first love never dies, that the flames may die, but the fire remains hidden in the ash. Maybe the saying is right. I still recall with great nostalgia the many moments we spent along River Halaba in Maungo Township whenever schools closed. We talked forever. Eventually, we swore to cultivate and nurture our love to great heights. So when you spotted me in school talking to Amboy, my dear Anita, you went mad. I explained in vain that beside being my classmate, Wamboy was my childhood friend. We played, laughed, and cried together. When I missed breakfast at my home, she brought me cakes from her home. That day you create untold drama, demanding that I state my stand. In your own words, you stressed, you cannot have your cake and eat it. It is either Wamboy or me. You put me at crossroads to choose a platonic friend or my love. I weighed all options and had no answer. Each relationship had its own benefits and risks. I never made a choice. Today, I'm driving down the memory lane. Maybe this step will help me deal with the past that has affected my present. Maybe, just maybe, I might heal. Maybe. I do not know. I first set my eyes on you during a joint church service between your school, St. Mary's, and mine, St. Joseph's. Your bewitching beauty struck me beyond imagination. I made the normal teenage moves before we started communicating through letters. In the process, I learned we both hailed from Maungo Township, in the same county of Maungo, though from different communities. I shared with you the frequent disagreements I had with my old man. The then founder and presiding bishop of Apostolic Church of Kenya was angry. How could his son, a seed of faith, desert his evangelical faith? It did not matter to him that I was still a Christian, despite changing churches for love. I accepted to be baptized as a Catholic faithful after taking part in catechism, just to be close to you and relish your company. Later, we joined the same Kisomo University. I read literature and you chose sociology. We took our relationship a notch higher. Still students, we were blessed with twins the following year. We named the boy after me, Zahalanthi, and the girl, Namisi. The following year, we had another set of twins. Even though you never wanted more children, they were both girls this time. We named the first one after my mother, Mariana. The second was Chepchumba, named after your mother. Our little children were an awesome foursome, my sunshine and moonshine, the gems of my life. It pains me that I have not set my eyes on them, my own flesh and blood, since our painful parting. Before our union turned rocky, ours was an admirable life. In fact, our comrades on campus trusted me and voted me as their president when I first vied because they admired our close-knit family. We were their role models. My new status exposed me to another you. You loved the trappings that came with my newly elected position, but complained about my voters. More often than not, you claimed and lamented that most of the students who sought my help were women. You pointed to one particular woman, Glory. You claimed our relationship was suspect. Your allegations astonished me. Where did you get such wild ideas? You stood your ground and stated that women and children in our neighborhood saw me with glory days when you visited your parents in Kapkara village. Yes, I admit Glory did visit seeking professional help. You wondered sarcastically why she sought professional services at night and not during the day. I replied that Maungo Township was under a dusk to dawn curfew. Glory arrived at 7:05 p.m., putting me in a catch-22 situation, to let her stay in the house or send her away. The second option could land her in the hands of rogue police officers on patrol, or even crooks looming in the dark. The allegations of my infidelity drained my spirit and my soul.